listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And your girl and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our show. Oh, we're so glad you're here, and we're celebrating today. Great, wonderful things are happening. Life is good, and we are grateful. We're so grateful for all of our friends who join us from all around the world, Ghana, Nigeria, and all over the United States, and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, beyond beautiful. We love all of our friends, Israel, Ireland, Germany, Holland, France, Spain. We are so grateful, and all of our friends in sovereign indigenous nations as well. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and we are so happy to welcome you to this show. We're so grateful for all of you, our friends who make this show possible, our sponsors, our donors, our partners, our friends who listen, who share on social media, our guests, everyone at this great network who helps to bring this show and bring us all together. We've got good news today. I love good news, don't you? I love good news. I love good news so much that even when I see other people's good news on social media, I'm happy for them. I overhear some good news in the, you know, just in life. As we move around, and I'm always so happy when I hear good news, and we've got good news today. We have some wonderful news today. My books are nominated for the Author Elite Awards, and we're going to ask each of you to take a few minutes and vote for them. Please, we really want you to do that. I'm in the running for Best Memoir and Biography Book for my brand new book, Mother of Nations, by Dawn Karima. And you can vote for that book and all the others at Author Elite, E-L-I-T-E, awards.com. A-U-T-H-O-R, capital E-L-I-T-E, capital A-W-A-R-D-S, .com, C-O-N. So Author Elite awards.com. They have a voting section, and you can travel through it and vote for the books that are nominated. And I have several. And I'm so very grateful, very thankful for that. I'm in the running for Best Memoir and Biography Book for Mother of Nations, my new book. And I am in the running for General Fiction for two of my books, The Marriage of Saints and The Way We Make Sense. I'm also in the running for Best Self-Help Book, and that comes from my book, What to Do, if you don't know what to do. And I always think, you know, if you knew what to do, you'd be doing it, right? I mean, it really, if you knew what to do in a difficult situation, you would do it. So What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do is available actually at Amazon, in fact. And it's a self-help book. So if you take a moment and go to AuthorEliteAwards.com, please take a few minutes and vote for my books. Mother of Nations, The Way We Make Sense, The Marriage of Saints, and what to do if you don't know what to do. I'm so grateful. I'm just so thankful. It's so wonderful to have some good news. I know all of us have had some trying times, and we've been through some difficult days, and it's wonderful to come out on the other side and have some fantastic, wonderful, blessed news. And I'm so grateful and thankful. So please help me celebrate by visiting AuthorEliteAwards.com, and you will be able to vote for all my books there. I'm amazed. I'm grateful and I'm thankful every time we have good news. So what's your good news today? Let's just take a moment. I know things have been hectic. I know we're trying to all figure out what to do and how to do it. But pause for a minute and let's count our blessings. Let's count your blessings. What are you doing? What's good in your life? Why are you grateful? I truly believe that gratitude is the only attitude worth having. And so even if you're challenged by a crisis or you're shocked by a setback, you might have heartbreaking problems right now or challenges. And those might be the gift wrapping for the gifts of life lessons and wisdom. Counting our blessings helps us to discern the blessings behind obstacles. And that might help us discern some open doors and opportunities. So, let's just take a minute. Be thankful. Be grateful. Are you grateful? I am. I'm thankful. Gratitude even feels better, just taking that pause and thinking on some reasons to be happy and grateful. Yeah, it helps, doesn't it? Feels better. We have more good news. We have some more good news. Oh my goodness. We are so, so very, very thankful and very, very grateful for yet another blessing, another amazing blessing in our lives. And that is that we are nominated for the Red Carpet Award Show in Holland. And it's coming up. It's on its way. It's coming up this very summer. And we are so excited for that. We are so just grateful again. And I know, that word can sound really, thankful. Oh, no. There's nothing like gratitude. Gratitude will take what you have and make it into more than enough. Gratitude will help you take the situation you're in and make it bearable, pleasant, enjoyable even. And I feel like someone needs to hear that, because maybe your situation is just not it's just not what you had in mind right now. And you're just kind of like, wow, this is not, yikes. maybe this is just not what I've been there. I get it. But when you start operating in gratitude and joy and rejoicing, what immediately happens is wherever you are becomes better. You start to see the blessings in where you are. You start to restore your hope, and you start to see that you can go somewhere else even, right? You found out, hey, I can do something else. I can be more than this. But I'm grateful to be here right now. So we're so grateful that we are nominated for this summer's 2021 Red Carpet Award Show in Holland. And we are nominated for Best Radio TV Program for this show right here. And we're nominated for Best Music Video. We're nominated for Best Folk Original. And that's a song I wrote myself, Desire of Nations. That's also the title of one of my CDs that was nominated for an Indigenous Music Award and did win the Global Music Award. And Best Gospel Christian Cover Song, God on the Mountain, God of the Mountain, Many of you know that one, good old church favorite. Best Native American Style, and that's for Panther Psalm. We're nominated for Best Music Video in that category, too. And that blessed me so much because my Uncle Jay, Red Eagle, with whom I have always been incredibly close, and I love him, and he was a tremendous mentor to my career for quite a while. He really managed my career and made it flourish, brought me to some really great opportunities and helped me navigate some choppy waters, and then really blessed me all the time. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. He chose to, and I'm so grateful. And when he passed away, I was just heartbroken, and one of the things that helps me to be grateful, right, super grateful, is that he and I had the chance to collaborate on Panther Psalm before he passed away. So that's nominated for Best Music Video and Best Native American Style at the Red Carpet Awards Show in Holland. And Best Americana Cover, we're nominated for that for my rendition of Family Bible. And I had a chance to perform God of the Mountain, which is nominated for Best Gospel Christian Cover Song and Best Americana Cover Family Bible in my church. And it was recorded live. And I can't tell you how much that means to me, that all I was trying to do was thank and praise God, and God has blessed it with a, you know, this international awards nomination. So we are celebrating all of those nominations. Oh, the judges have done their part, and we're all just waiting till a little later this summer to find out what the results are. And I know whenever people get nominated, people say, oh, it's just an honor just to be nominated, and everyone goes, oh, yeah, sure. No, it is. That is absolutely true. It's wonderful to win, but just being nominated, seeing the other artists and the talent and the judges and the people who consider us and include us, that is something else. It is something to be thankful for, and I am glad. Very, very, very glad. Oh, so thankful, really, truly thankful. So we're celebrating. We're really celebrating. And we have one more great thing to celebrate. I am a Fair Play Country Music Award nominee. Are you surprised? Don't be surprised. Cherokee, North Carolina is my home. Right? I mean, that's all part of the cradle of country. And so I am so grateful because that's a treat. That's just a treat. And I'm really grateful, and I'm so thankful for that nomination. I really, I don't know, it's humbling, and I'm truly grateful. And just when I thought that my cup runneth over, and I couldn't possibly be any more grateful than I already am, there's something else to be grateful about. I'm nominated for the Academia 2021 Rising Star Award, a special honor being bestowed upon artists whose talent and perseverance in the field of music during extraordinary times have created a strong foundation for future success. This is a significant accomplishment to be selected out of so many contenders from all around the world. I'm thrilled. Oh, I'm humbled. And think about it. You know, this teaches us such a wonderful lesson about God and his goodness. Ah, the love of God. It's not stopped by a pandemic. It's not stopped by distance or time. It's not stopped by a shut-in or shelter-in-place or lockdown or quarantine. It doesn't end because we're wearing masks and social distancing. It doesn't stop because we can't do what we used to do. All of these awards are coming. All of these nominations are coming in a year that I couldn't travel. That's what's so humbling about it, because I know it's coming directly from the heart of God, and I'm so grateful for that. I wasn't able to go out and sing in public. You know, we stayed social distanced, and we stayed home. We stayed shelter in place. We had to think about our family, our elders, the children, the baby. And so I couldn't go and sing in church. like I usually did. I had to sing virtually. I have a new book out, a brand new book. And almost every reading I had for it, almost every event planned to celebrate the release of the book and promote the book, was canceled by the pandemic. We were all quarantined. I couldn't get out and promote the book and promote the music and perform and do readings and things that I usually rely on. And it was almost like God is saying to me, thank you for trusting me. Because while you sat in your home and enjoyed your family and prayed and believed God for good things to come, God was working it all out there. I feel like somebody needs to hear that right now. And we're going to go back to celebrating in just a moment, but there's somebody that needs to hear that right now. You need to hear that. That while you feel like you lost time, or you feel like your life is not going in the right direction, or you feel like you lost opportunities, or you don't know what you're going to do, maybe you've been disappointed, maybe you've gotten some bad news. And I just want to say that God can work this out in your favor. I wasn't involved in any of this. I can't take credit for it. I can't talk about the book tour I got to do, or the readings I got to do. I can't talk about the concerts and performances and church meetings and revivals. I can't talk about any of that. All of these awards are coming while I sat at my house. And most of them, I didn't even enter. I didn't enter them. I didn't ask people to nominate me or anything like that for most of them. They are just good, godly surprises. And you know, a lot of the miracles in my life have come just like that. I mean, I could give you a list of things that happened. I was trying to work out getting a job one time, and I desperately needed a job. I'd just gotten out of grad school. I needed to get a job, and I couldn't. I filled out all these applications, and I tried to talk to all these people, and it just wasn't working, and I went and took a nap. I literally did. I went and took a nap, and when I got up later and checked my email, there was a fabulous job offer for one of the very best university jobs I've ever had. I took it, and I flourished. I didn't even take credit for it. I was taking a nap. And somebody had recommended me, and somebody else had had a conversation about me. While I was not involved, God was working it out. Now, I'm not saying do nothing. I'm not saying just do nothing. No, no. But, you know, as the old folks say, do your best, then rest. Rest in God's love for you. Rest in God's goodness for you. We're not bragging on ourselves for these awards, because quite frankly, we didn't make them happen. We were quarantined and sheltered in place and sitting at home. But God worked it out. And that's why we're celebrating, because we're grateful. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I am glad. So, that's a lot to celebrate. Oh, it's a lot to enjoy. It's a lot. So thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate it. Thank you, God, for all these bountiful blessings, everything you do for us. And we couldn't wait to share all this good news with all of you, because we knew you'd just be thrilled too. Happy, 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 happy for us. And you have good news in your life. And I think that's something we all can do for one another. You know, make it a conscious effort on your social media to share good things. That's not bragging. That's not bragging. It's only bragging if you take all the credit for it. But if you share what God is doing in your life, you don't know who needs to see that. You don't know who's in the same boat. You don't know who's almost like in the same situation that you're in right now. And they need to see that they can come out, and that God can bless them too. I am convinced that some things God does just to show how good he is. I am absolutely convinced that God gives every person something, a gift, a talent, a platform, a spotlight, an award, a reputation that just shows how good he is. I think we should take a moment and be grateful. We'll move on in a minute, but we're just going to all pause and be grateful. You have something to be grateful for. You have ears to hear this show. You have internet. You have a phone. You have a tablet. You have a family. You have a job. I mean, even if, you know, you're thinking, it's not the car I want. Well, it's the car that runs. Well, I wish I had, but right now you have this. Let's just be thankful. Thank you, Lord, that we can see. Thank you that we can taste and touch and smell. Thank you that we can hear. Thank you that we understand. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that we have people in our lives who love us. No, they're not perfect, and sometimes we get frustrated, but we love them, and they love us, and we're grateful for that. We don't have to be in the world all alone. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for everything you do for us, everything you've already done for us, everything you're going to do. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. See, doesn't that feel better than complaining? I'm going to tell you, good news feels better than bad news. Oh my goodness, last year we all heard a lot of bad news, and we did a lot of praying and believing God, and it's wonderful. I'm so grateful to have all this good news to share with you. You have good news too. And when you go on social media, compliment people. Praise, join in instead of saying, look, there they are with their news. Nope. Say something wonderful to them. Like it. Comment. Bless them. Celebrate with them. Don't be a hater. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. You block your blessings like that. Somebody gets something that you wish you had, right? They're posting their wedding pictures and you wish you were getting married. Jump in it. Tell them how beautiful they look. Bless their marriage. Congratulate them. Send them best wishes. That moves the line along. God is doing something. If he's doing something and you want him to do it for you, jump in that line. Don't be in the hater line. don't get in the bitter, hateful line, right? Someone has things that that you wish you had, get around them. Get in the flow of grace and favor that's clearly in their life right now. Jump in it. Jump in it with them. And I think that's a real key to blessings. I really do. I think if you want to be blessed, you have to be a blessing to other people. Not because God is requiring that or it's a condition or whatever, but it changes your attitude and your capacity to receive. Some people are in our lives just to show us that we can dream. I think sometimes we give up too early. We feel like if it hasn't happened on our timeline or it didn't happen the way we thought it would or it didn't happen when we hoped it would, it's never going to happen. But that's not true. It will. It will. It can. And when we join other people and celebrate their good news, even if it makes you a little angry at first, even if you feel a little bitter or a little bit left out, that's your sign that you need to go big. You know, for years, I thought I would never have a family. And I realized I had two choices. I was disappointed and hurt, but I realized I had two choices, that I could become bitter and envious and delete everybody who had a baby or block everybody who, you know, was pregnant, or I could be a blessing. And so for years, I was the loving auntie that planned everybody's birthday parties and had baby showers and went to everybody's weddings and went to everybody's baby shower party. You know, I was hosting it and I was helping with it. And, you know, I was godmom and I was the aunt and I took people to play and I took them to football practice and I took them to school events and I posted all their pictures on my social media. Don't do that if you're kids, please. Please don't. Please protect your kids' privacies. You know, I wasn't posting the little children themselves, but I would post about how happy I was or how great they did. And I did that. And I threw myself into it. And I said, I'm going to be a blessing. All these children are going to think of me as someone who loves them and cheering them on in life. And God has blessed us with our own family. since I was going to have to wait anyway, might as well enjoy it, right? I mean, sometimes if your blessing isn't coming, your breakthrough is not coming right away, you have to, you know, you're still going to have to wait a few years. Might as well spend them having parties and enjoying the kids and being a blessing to other people, as opposed to sitting around hateful and bitter and missing your opportunity. I enjoyed those years, and I enjoy these years of motherhood even more. And that's what makes being nominated for the Author Elite Awards for Best Memoir and Biography for Mother of Nations even sweeter, because I wrote that book as a prayer to manifest our baby. And I actually, it was published the same month he was born. It was, you know, literally it was a gift to him, dedicated to him, just a wonderful tribute to God for answering my prayers. And now for it to be nominated for an award and in the running for Best Memoir, Best Biography, is almost like just another wonderful hug and kiss from God. We're celebrating. Start celebrating. Start celebrating. Good news. Magnify the good news. Whatever good news you have in your life, magnify it. Thank God for it. Praise God for it. Bless other people's good news. Say kind things to them and be encouraging to them. Because I believe whatever you concentrate on multiplies in your life. So if you're thankful for your blessings, they multiply. But if you're complaining about what you already have in your life and what you don't like about this and that, why should God give you more to be ungrateful for? You know, if you're just going to complain, why should he give you fuel for that? Let's be grateful. Gratitude is the only attitude worth having. That came to me years ago in a speaking engagement. Gratitude is the only attitude worth having. So let's have that gratitude attitude. So I wanted to share this wonderful news with you. Oh my goodness, so many good things happening, good things, good things, good things. The Academia Rising Star Award, Fair Play Country Music Award, those are both nominations I'm grateful to have. All the nominations for the Red Carpet Award Show in Holland. Wow. We love Holland. We love you. And then the Author Elite Award, you know, it's just amazing. And I'm grateful. And you heard me. I said, thank you, God. You know, years ago, Cherokee, North Carolina, nothing was happening. It wasn't all that exciting. And I just prayed, you know, Lord, if you will bless me, I will never bite my tongue. I'll tell everybody that you blessed me, and I'll tell them how good you are. Mission accomplished. I've got to go pay some bills with these commercials. But while I do, will you please, please, please visit AuthorEliteAwards.com. That's AuthorEliteAwards.com. And vote for my books, General Fiction, Best Memoir Biography, and Best Self-Help Book. And when we come back, we're going to get ourselves together. We're going to celebrate. We're going to be joyful. We're going to be grateful. And we're going to be a blessing. AuthorEliteAwards.com. Vote for the books. I'll be right back.
Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you,
COVID-19 is a killer, and it's killing black people at a higher rate. We make up 75% of COVID deaths in D.C., but we can change that. COVID-19 is passed through droplets and suspended particles in the air. That's why wearing a mask is critical. Face masks combined with physical distancing would help reopen the economy more safely and crush a second or third COVID wave. Wear a mask for your family, friends,
And you.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
Humpty Dumpty got stoned on a wall, lost his balance, and had a great fall. All of his doctors and all his sad friends couldn't put Humpty together again.
Do you know what your kids know about drugs? Need help? Get help. Visit our website at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids? Or maybe quality time with your spouse when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect. And no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Have fun. Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
Alex is just...
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Come and save her. Let her believe it. Get on your knees and pray her. Then pray her. And never look back once the world forgave you.
With the water, the water. Always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter. Take her swimming, you gotta make these opposites back up like lobsters. Indigenous warriors, we warrior up for water. Catch California slipping? Never. Let's say imposters, you already know. Cali mountain tops with snow. The Sierras in the Rockies. Snowboarding in the winter, surfing in the summer, feeling so cocky. I'm riding. We'll hit you with the super soaker. Life's got ups and downs like a roller coaster. We trying to save our salmon, bringing back the beavers. Cleaning up our streams, living million-dollar dreams. Pure fine our rivers. When we pull up, they taking our pictures. Cause Mac, we have got lyrics like scriptures. Like scriptures. Refreshing. It's so hot outside, I'm all shredded. I love spring water, straight pouring out the rocks. I drink up, always cheers it. Every shot, see me dipping. I stay active, I'm all talk and I'm all action. The mothers you listen to are just pulling your chain. They ball slapping. Mac nips so smooth, I get them all laughing. And I stay smashing, sipping on water from Mount Shasta. Under a full moon, howling with Bigfoot, making medicine to heal wounds. Signing petitions to bring back the wolves and ancient meadows. Rivers with beavers, we natives, we dancing around the fire, overachievers.
You're walking on water.
happy, honored, humbled. Those are the words that describe how I feel today. We are celebrating some wonderful news. Good news. Good news. Good news. Oh, we love it. We're so grateful for all these wonderful award nominations and these good things that are happening. We are delighted. I mean, just absolutely thankful and grateful to God for doing such wonderful things in our lives. Are you following us on social media? Dawn Karima on Twitter, Dawn Karima on Instagram. You can tell me some of your good news. I'll celebrate with you. I'll be excited for you. I will. I'll be happy to hear your good news. We even have a Facebook fan page, Dawn Karima. All you have to do is click like and you're set. So, you know, tell us some of your good news. Count your blessings. Tell us some of the things that God is doing in your life. We care about it and we're excited about it. We're celebrating today these wonderful things that are happening and these blessings and good things that are happening. And I want to take a moment and encourage you in gratitude today. I understand that this has been an amazing century. Just, you know, this century. I'm saying the century because I mean it. And, you know, Indigenous people are no stranger to pandemics or genocide or some of the things that we've gone through. Upheaval, climate change, environmental disaster, war, rumors of war. So for a lot of us that, you know, are tribal people, we're not this. We've been through this before. Our elders have been through this before. We have stories and we have ceremonies and beliefs that help us to make it through these kinds of times. But still, this has been amazing. This has been a stunning time. And I understand that for a lot of us, this is, I mean, all of us, all over the world, this has been a tremendous time. And even navigating as we come out of this time, I understand is a challenge. I do. And my heart is just going out to all of us, you know? We have to make decisions, difficult decisions. We have to try to find out where do we go now? What path do we pick up and walk after a pandemic, during a pandemic? Looking ahead to see what this pandemic might do next. So I want to take a moment and just think about our spirit, our soul, and our body. And I want to share with you some thoughts about that. I mean, genocide, pandemics, systemic racism. Sadly, Indigenous individuals and tribal communities all know and recognize these tragic forces. No longer relegated to historical grief and trauma, the effects of damaging political divisions, a vicious plague, and a resurgence of racism all menace modern Native Americans. And for other groups of people, these issues are powerful, unprecedented as well. As we mourn the casualties of COVID-19 amidst daily negative news headlines, there is a spiritual force that will help us. As we emerge from quarantine and attempt to move forward, I'm still wearing my mask. I'm still social distancing. I'm still protecting my children and family. We all realize that trouble comes to every life, regardless of age, stage of life, gender, nationality, personality, education, or economic situation. Yet our Indigenous culture offers us the antidote to trouble. This antidote is found in other cultures as well. Joy. Yes, I said joy. No, I did not say happiness. That is different. Happiness is based on circumstances and situation and who's around us in our lives. Let's look at it like this. If you are only happy when you're eating ice cream, what happens when your ice cream melts or runs out? Right. You're no longer happy. Now, joy, that's something different. Joy is the calm delight that fills our souls and sustains us no matter what is happening around us, no matter what we do or do not have, no matter who is or is not in our lives. Joy is our strength. I believe the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy helps us to survive some of the deepest depths of despair and come out stronger on the other side. Joy strengthens our souls so that we can withstand the storms of life and learn lessons during them. Happiness is conditional, yet joy is unconditional. Happiness is rooted in external circumstances, yet joy is a part of our internal environment. Happiness is based on favorable situations, yet joy can be a part of our mindset in any situation. Happiness is an emotional feeling, yet joy is a spiritual force. Our ancestors understood this principle and created a unique native humor that empowers us to endure by infusing smiles into any situation. Giving thanks in the form of feasts and dances and songs and prayers and art also inspire natives to focus on joy. Our core values of generosity and hospitality also instill joy into our hearts during seasons of scarcity or abundance. Joy sustained our elders during terrible times, and joy will strengthen us too. So, how can we tap into the spiritual force of joy? In my book, What to Do If You Don't Know What to Do, which you can find on Kindle, and is nominated for Best Self-Help Book at the AuthorEliteAwards.com, so please vote for it, I share some shortcuts to seeing joy unspeakable and full of glory. One of the very best is simple gratitude. Be grateful. Give thanks. Happy Thanksgiving! Gratitude is the only attitude worth having. Being thankful raises you to a higher spiritual level, one where the trouble you're facing has less impact. Yet, in the midst of trouble, how can you help the Spirit to preserve your life and elevate your energy? Be grateful. Counting your blessings is a rapid way to release trouble and to realize that more things in your life are working for you and in your favor than you might think at the moment. Make a list of everything good in your life, even if it seems hard to do at first. Trouble has been the biggest issue in your conversation and thought life for a while. So, it may feel strange to magnify the good things you enjoy. You may have to turn off the mainstream news. You may have to switch your social media associations. You may have to mute or snooze a few folks. It really might feel strange to be joyful, to be grateful after such tough times. Do it anyway. Pause and calmly think about each of your blessings. Fill your heart and your mind and your spirit with thanksgiving. The more you are thankful, the more you will realize that you have even more things to be thankful for, and that you have many more good things in your life than bad ones. Even if you are struggling through a strong, tough season, find something to give thanks for. Find someone to appreciate and to thank. Thank God for what He is doing, even in the most difficult moments. We don't have to thank God for the bad things, but thanking Him in the midst of difficult situations certainly helps to bring light. Think about it like this. Have you ever been really frustrated with a situation, and the more you tried to make it work, it just wouldn't? The more you tried to work with a difficult person, they just became more and more stubborn. And then you talked about it. You started telling people about how hard it was and how bad it was and how much you hated it and how awful everything is. Did you feel better? Not really. Even if you vented and momentarily took a little pressure off, you really didn't feel uplifted or encouraged. I know I don't. You just felt like it was getting worse. staying the same, not getting any better, not changing. Well, compare and contrast. No matter how truly terrible a situation is, and I'm not making light of that, there are some things you go through that will break your heart. Some things can distort your vision and disappoint you to the point where you think God may never do anything good in your life ever again. Those are the times that you need gratitude the most, because gratitude is a shortcut to the spiritual force of joy. As you begin to give thanks, even for the smallest things, I have shoes on my feet, food on my table, I have a roof over my head. Feel that? Light. Light starts to stream into your situation. I thank you that I have this job. I thank you that I have been hired here. I thank you that I have a paycheck. I thank you that I have this opportunity. I thank you that I have this knowledge. I thank you that I have this family. I thank you that I have whatever it is that you have. As you give thanks, you'll notice that light begins to stream into your situation. You feel a lot less doomed. And when light comes in, that's when wisdom and revelation can join it. God gives to the man who's good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, the Bible says. You can know a lot of things that don't bring any joy. But when you have godly wisdom, joy comes with it. Now, that brings you strength. I want you to give thanks right now, again. Oh, we already did that. Well, do it again. Practice the attitude of gratitude. Make it part of your day and the way that you walk. Make it part of your conversation. When you talk to your friends, you could start your conversation with, girl, what is this? Or you could start it with, I see these things are happening for you, and I'm really thankful. I'm so happy for you. And I'm really having a few good things happen for me, too. Gratitude is a traditional tribal value. It's a traditional biblical principle. So many cultures know that gratitude is the key that unlocks the heavy doors of disappointment and discouragement and allows us to open doors of opportunity and enlightenment. Start with the tiny things, the little things, and as your list grows, you are increasing your spiritual force of joy, and you're elevating your perspective. Give thanks, and let joy be your strength. Feel better? I do. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this network. I'm thankful for our engineer. I'm thankful for our donors and sponsors. I'm thankful for our webmaster. I'm thankful for our guests. I'm thankful for our friends that listen. I'm thankful that we have internet and syndicated stations and podcasts and all that technology exists just so we could all be together here just like this, celebrating life. Wow. We're blessed, aren't we? We sure are. And we're going to be a blessing. We're going to find people and uplift them and compliment them and encourage them. And we're going to lift them up. We're going to go out of our way to be a blessing. We can do that. We have time. And as we do it, I believe good things will come into our lives. Good people will flow into our lives. And I think that we'll be feeling a whole lot better. Oh, I'm so glad that we could celebrate today. We are so very, very thankful. And I would like to thank the Red Carpet Awards Show in Holland for all the nominations for this show. We are so thankful to you. We appreciate you. And we say thank you to you. Thank you to the Author Elite Awards. And you can still vote for those at AuthorEliteAwards.com. I'm so grateful that you included my books in the Best Memoir and Biography and general fiction and best self-help categories. Thank you so much for caring about us and for nominating us. And I always say us because in our culture, we believe there's really not an I or an individual, that it is us and our faithful creator, Holy Spirit, and our family, which are our ancestors, our relatives, and our legacy descendants. So we're all in this together. Community is the focus, spiritually and relationally. We're so thankful to the academia. Thank you for the Rising Star Award nomination. I appreciate it so much. Thank you to the Fair Play Country Music Awards. That's a treat. I'm really, 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 really grateful. Thank you so much. We're thrilled. These are wonderful awards. These are wonderful nominations. We are so very and truly thankful for all of the nominations that we have received. And we wish all the best to all the other nominees. And we congratulate whoever turned out to be the winners. And we are oh so thankful to be in such good company. We thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for enjoying this with us. Thank you for celebrating with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope somebody has told you today, but just in case they have not, God loves you, and we all do too. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
From the mouth, we need His goodness. The love we breathe is fulfillment. The cup we drink is forgiveness. The tongue we speak, hopefulness.
I really don't want to see the trail of the tears and the blood of the fear. You come and you feel that. As long as I'm breathing, I'm seeing the evil all around, all along, yeah, long, yeah, we cry out. Tears with too much faith, fear.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you could come and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way left.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.